Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD. It's Lincoln Stinkin' Park right there. Runaway. It is. Yeah, it always reminds me of Larry and Larry's little conversation with Chester when he called him Lincoln Stinkin' Park the first time. It's weird. Still weird to me. I don't know why that one's got me so much. It's just an odd one. It's the Chris Cornell thing. It's not even the Chester thing. That's the thing I still find strange. Anyway, more details on that I'm sure are going to come spilling out and being weird. It's 8:09. We got a guy who emailed and said, if you guys aren't such fans of the human population, then why don't you start a trend and off yourselves? We are the fans of the human population. That's why we don't want to see it suffer with disease and starvation and keep a moderate level of humanity rather than overbreed ourselves. We are the seekers of the light. We are the tellers of truth.
And I just really want a shorter line at Starbucks.
And that too, you know.
I just want to get my tea and get out of there.
Especially at Starbucks by my house. My goddamn Starbucks has to have a guy standing outside to dovetail the people leaving with the people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
it's everywhere now.
Bogs down.
In-N-Out Burger. They got the guy out there.
Yeah, they got people so you don't make a big circle of who's in and who's out. People getting in line, getting out of line. Chick-fil-A. That line goes all the way. They've got cones set up and lanes. Like, oh, this is. We need less people on the planet so I can get my grilled chicken at a reasonable rate. Brady just bought me a lovely breakfast for my birthday, which was from LGO, delivered by DoorDash and paid for only one time.
What did you have? I didn't even see
it. It's delicious. It's called the Daybreaker. And it's eggs and avocado and turkey and tomatoes. It's phenomenal.
Ah.
Their English muffins are incredible. But then Brady got himself a nice breakfast as well. And nothing for Toledo and Eric, which I thought was really classy.
They didn't even mention it. I didn't even say, hey.
On your birthday.
I thought Brady was having a flashback to the Scioto Country Club in Columbus because he goes, follow me down here. I want you to just help me with something. Like, what is it? So we're standing by the front door. And I goes, there we go. And a car pulled up. And he goes, this is for you. And I didn't know that, but an older black woman got out, and I'm like, I don't think you can buy and sell those anymore, Brady. I think that's against the law.
He can't eat breakfast by himself.
She brought breakfast.
Oh, I thought you'd gotten me Olive, your former housekeeper.
I mean, I get not asking.
I was impressed.
I get not asking Toledo. He owes you $100 still, but like, what did I do?
Right.
I mean, come on, you could have said.
Why didn't Eric get any birthday breakfast?
Why didn't you?
Be honest.
Ask Eric.
I'll tell you exactly.
I would have gone, what's this?
Yeah.
And then like, I don't like.
I'll tell you why you didn't get any breakfast.
Like, you know.
Well, I wasn't going to order anything anyway, but I would have, you know.
He didn't want to appreciate hear it. That's why.
Question.
Yeah.
You ungrateful son of a bitch. So he got himself a treat. He got me a treat, and that's all that matters.
I figured these guys would understand. It's John's birthday. And
right.
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, but then.
I'll get something for myself.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's a little strange.
I'm going to get John some breakfast while I'm at it.
All you had to do is go, hey, Eric, Toledo. You
know? Well, when the DoorDash checking out, I'm like, whoa, okay, those guys are out.
I got an email from a guy who said, you mentioned it earlier this morning, like, what if you have sex with somebody who's born on the exact same day as you, same year, same day? Is there some sort of cosmic connection there that, you know, only a few people know? And he said, I have a longtime friend that was born on the same day as me. We're a few hours apart. Years ago, we're both single. And we started to hook up a handful of times. I'm telling you right now, there is something there. It was the best sex I've ever had. I think about it all the time. There were some quickies in there. For the most part, it was amazing. So much that years later, she confessed to me that she had sex dreams about me. We reminisced for a minute or two, and then we went back to our married lives.
So you got to nail Taylor Momsen or Kate Beckinsale?
Well, no, that's not it. No, Kate Beckinsale would be closer, but same day, same year. Like, that day.
Oh, yeah.
I got to find somebody July 26, 1972. And give him a ride of a life.
So is Kate Beckinsale on your list? Can you?
I think she's 71.
Run into her?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got.
Double check.
Look. Kate Beckinsale's around in the room with me. I'm going to say, Megan, excuse me. I've got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go over to Miss Beckinsale and I'm going to go, I don't mean to be weird, but we have the same birthday and this boner has something to do with it.
You can tell her the story.
Yeah. That could.
Apparently, we will have great sex.
But we're not born on the exact same day. She's a year older or younger than me.
Younger.
73?
Oh, yeah. You're born the same.
Yeah, 72.
Same day.
Same day, not same, like, date. So, it would have been great. Missed by a year. But nobody in 1972 from July 26th.
It's better if the guy's older anyway.
I don't want to have sex with a guy. But
no,
I think
I'm
that
saying
if it's
that
the,
you're going to be older.
Than her?
Yeah, she's 44.
Yeah, but it, how about still,
Helen
I want to find Mirren, that cosmic connection. Huh?
That, like, today she's 72, and you could line that you're born on 72.
What do you mean?
She's 72. Well,
I'm banging
years
a 72 year old woman on my. I don't think that works, but who's 72 today that I could give a run on?
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren and I share a birthday. Too. That's a good one.
She used to have great boobs.
So with that 72
she still does
being
for
72.
So 72 because I was born in 72. I'm not sure there's a cosmic connection because it's also man-made. If we're just born hours apart, that's not man-made. That's legitimate. Stargazer.
Talk like your sister now.
No, she's nuts. You haven't heard it. You have no idea. Just mentioning the stars, that's nothing. Nothing about cosmic.
Is she going to give you a call on your birthday?
Nope. If she does, I'll hang up.
She's coming by.
Let me tell you,
if
anybody knows her or sees her or knows about my mom, if you're listening.
Well, turn around. She's right behind you,
yeah,
John.
Good.
Happy birthday.
I just ordered her on DoorDash.
Let the beatings begin. I got to start swinging at a lady. Tell her to not bother. It's falling on deaf ears. Not interested.
You got to get you kids back together.
No, you don't. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. I do not want to bloody a woman's face. Yeah. And you're going to put me in that position.
Immediately, you'll be like that guy Brady, in the pickup truck. I tried to walk away.
We'll take your
She'd
belly
be
club
halfway
away.
Through high before her
club
nose
would
was
come
broken.
Out.
Club, no, this club right
you
here. This
can't
is reversed.
Hit a woman.
I know I can't. And that's what makes it wrong. So don't put me in
Just
that position.
Just say hi.
Oh, yeah. No, being in the same space. After the garbage you pulled at my grandma's funeral? No. That's done. That's dead in the water to me. It's over. It's one less Christmas thing, too. It makes Christmas easier, trust me.
Not for your mom.
She can deal with it. You know what would make it harder? Bloody, bloody Christmas. What would you rather have?
That's some good Indiana hillbilly fun.
Oh,
there.
A bloody Christmas without her. Yeah. No, everybody in the family secretly wants to beat her up, but I'm just the one who admits it.
I remember I was talking to my mom the other day about our growing up, like Christmas and Thanksgiving when we'd have people over. Always turned into a hillbilly fight argument of some kind.
Southern Illinois. Can't help it.
Yeah, it was.
That's it? I'm taking my son.
So much drama. Yeah. It was. The whole childhood was just full of.
Ours wasn't.
Why everybody forced themselves to be together at the holidays is beyond me.
Mine's 40. Once 40 happened, I'm like, I'm pretty much done with her. That's enough of that. Everything else up to that was fine. It's just, and then there was about a 9-year period where I was tolerating. And then it just got to the point where it was non-tolerating.
Mine's
and then,
been pretty good up until the other side, the in-laws part.
Yeah, you're blaming Ron. You're
I
saying
had to
yours
leave Thanksgiving a little early.
You got into a fist fight. Not you, but your wife and her cousin or something.
Yeah,
good stuff. Good stuff, man.
Some people have that in their just every time the
but
families
we'll have,
get
you
together.
Know, our family back in Columbus, they get together. There might be a little...
You wouldn't see it.
Bickering going on.
Yeah, you wouldn't
see it. You'd walk right past it.
And that's what everyone else would do.
If you're,
hey, that's
No, Brady. You're in the Bogan nightmare bubble of thinking that it's Bogans. There's nothing wrong. You don't even notice that one guy's missing a jaw because he tried to blow his face off. There's a lady calling you chunks. You walk right through and say,
we don't have any drama.
You got loads of it. Charlie, you didn't even know him.
Never
Charlie,
around the
Charlie
food.
Told his mother he hates her.
Yeah, he never did that at Thanksgiving.
That you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not around the
No, you just went out to the grill and went, everything is okay.
Yeah, we don't get the real story from you. We get it from everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
we never had a single problem with any of those adoptees.
What about the guy that stabbed the person?
Walt Ducey? Old Walt Ducey?
What about Larry on the roof, high on airplane glue?
No, that was
Walt. What?
Yeah, your dad had to remind you. Your dad had to remind you. And you.
I don't remember any of that. I just remember going to Hungry Harry's because they had great tater tots.
You remember the menu of Hungry Howie Harry's.
Food settled everything.
For you. Everybody else had a big dilemma on their hands. You were just eating.
It's all right. You always look at the bright side of life, Brady.
That's right.
Beautiful.
You're the blind, happy wanderer. It's a good life. You're missing a lot of kick-ass stuff, but you don't want to see it. That's all right. Your dad probably had fist fights with your mother in the house.
She's all drunk.
I had to throw your whore ass out of here, you booze hound slut.
Chirp, you got the smallest dick in Columbus. Hey, guys, more meatloaf.
Valerie.
Come on. Mom's wearing funny red paint again.
You kids.
You guys put on the funny, wacky red paints. Mom's pretending to have black eyes.
I wouldn't believe your stories of any of your family functions because there's dysfunction everywhere. Everybody's got it. I'm not saying you've got it.
We got together in the over the 4th of July, sure. too, at Luann's.
It's not every time.
No.
But it's out there.
Oh, there's been, yeah, you know.
I'm sure of it. If Aunt Mary shows up and Charlie's in the room, there's potential for an argument. There's tension. There's tension at your family function. No, it's he's never liked her. He said it before. He says it again.
He's come to realization
that
he hates her. Couple years. Like, you know what?
I've always hated this woman. And I've held back, and I'm not going to do that anymore. That's how it happens, Brady. That's how families used to get together all the time, and then the tension built to the point where one of the 25-year-olds says, I'm done with you, Aunt Mary. You're a bitch.
What? Yeah, whether they're selfishness, drug addicts, alcohol, just...
It's all everybody's
complete jerks. Yeah. You know, you got all types of stuff going on.
And I'm the guy in the family that just doesn't deal with it. I'm like, I'm done with this guy. I'm done with that. Well, that's your father. I don't care. That's enough. I'm not doing it.
Somebody bang somebody they shouldn't have.
Right. Yeah. Butts get grabbed in the family, huh? Weird. Anyway, the word we're going to go with today, Toledo. Did we decide on one?
We didn't. Yeah. No. You didn't.
Oh.
Let's throw it out there. It'll take him forever to figure it out. It's my birthday, so we'll go with placenta. My twin. It came out right behind me. Placenta.
Still on your arm.
45 years old today, my placenta.
Did your mom freeze it?
No. We ate it. I think everybody ate it. You got a
It's a Swedish pie. Tradition.
Yeah, it probably is. It would be one of the better tasting ones, I'll tell you that. Between lutefisk and kookakorv, I'll take placenta any day. Ugh. They just encase a fish that's already all dry in salt, then salt
and
it.
And lie,
and then you put it in your mouth, and it's like eating salt and sand with fish scent. Oh, it's the worst, and they just gobble it down.
Cuckoo!
Ugh, kookakorv. Would you like some kookakorv? Would you like some lutefisk? I don't want any of that. Do you have placenta, fresh placenta? I've never tried that. Trust me, it's better than any Swedish cuisine, any of it. Lingonberry? No.
Blech. You want to see it move? Just check out around Thanksgiving and Christmas at Midwestern Meats.
They do a lot of kookakorv and lingonberries?
They do that?
The lutefisk.
No, blech.
Blech. Blech.
People pre-order it and they pick it up the week before.
Idiots pre-order it and pick it up. It's the worst traditional meal. Swedish meals are gross anyway, but that's bad. That's part of it. Like my family back in Pennsylvania, like, yeah, come out. For the Swedish festival in Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania. Why?
The food.
No, you guys just take that fish out of the dirt. I don't even think it lives in water.
I have yet to try it.
And don't, Brady. Here, look. Do you have those salt packs?
Just from a bar of soap.
No, take the salt packs, pour all of them in your mouth at once, go outside and get a handful of rocks. Swing it around a little bit. Spit it out. Don't take any drinks because there's no moisture to this at all. Now, spit the rocks out and then just chew for like 38 minutes. And then that's a good taste of lutefisk. Horrible. That's why Sweden's, that's why it emptied out. Everybody left for here. They say it was religious persecution. It had nothing to do with it. It was the food. Yuck. All right. Placenta is today's word. 97936. Placenta. My 45-year-old placenta. It's out there somewhere.
Basking.
I would love it. Just waiting for me with a little sign. Have you seen this man?
God bless.
Placenta. He found Jesus and he's looking for me. Great. Now I don't have to, I'm going to hate my placenta. Oh, as he talks about it, Jesus. I pray each day that I grow arms. Placenta, 97936. That could get you a Dodge Challenger, the one that's sitting right in our parking lot. Only a couple more days left of this stuff. And Toledo, you're going out tonight to Avondale Dodge, correct?
That's correct. 5 to 7.
Where is that?
It's in Avondale.
Avondale.
Oh. All right, so just tool around Avondale
right
until you see
99th,
a sign.
I believe. It's right there.
99th and?
McDowell.
Avondale.
10.
Sure.
Google it.
I'll confirm that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good to know that you're on top of it. Avondale. Somewhere in the region of
Maybe
Avondale,
Bell.
There's a Dodge dealership.
Bell and 99th?
Stop it, Brady. That's
Bell
way
is,
far away
Bell
from
is
McDowell.
Nowhere near Avondale.
Okay.
Shh.
Avondale Dodge.
I know that much.
You know what? They're going to wonder how come their website spiked so high at 8:23 this morning. People are like, where the hell is that thing? Now I have to know. Toledo will be out there, 5 to 7? Is that what it is? Where are you going?
5 to 7, 10101 West Dealer Drive in Avondale.
That helps me not at all. Anyway, it's right there by the Avondale Dodge.
It is. It's right off the 10.
Yeah,
it's right off the 10.
All those car dealerships off the 10.
99th and
99. Okay. Head on down there today, 5 to 7. You can register to win the car. Right now, you can do it by typing the word placenta, 97936. and maybe get yourself a Dodge Challenger. Johnny Gross coming up. You guys might win birthday prizes with me. It's 98 KUPD.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
98 KUPD, it's AC/DC there. Highway to Hell. We got Johnny Gross coming up in just a little bit. You guys can win my birthday prize from the members of the Morning Sickness here. Brady already got me something, so this one's really on. Although Marcus did point out it was a hell of a power move to get breakfast in front of everybody for just me and Brady to share, as if to have a table for two, even though four of us went to the restaurant.
Two, please.
What about these guys?
Two, please.
To not even get asked. I mean,
I love it.
Well, evidently I made the right call, because if I would have gotten you something, you wouldn't have eaten.
Well, no, you could have asked, and I could have said, no, great. I'm not hungry, Brady.
This is great.
But that's okay. Toledo and I are fine.
Yeah.
We're okay.
And Bruce brought me apples and a Montana State shirt, just like he gave Toledo last Thursday. He's got a surplus of these Montana State football shirts.
He does. He was telling me about who they're all going to. And I'm like, pretty sure that's going to be a rag for John.
Yeah, they say it's the thought that counts. But Bruce put very little thought into it, because he just handed me a XXL Montana State football shirt. He's just trying to unload merch. It's a XXX.
Oh my god.
He's got to unload a box of shirts.
I got to see what size you gave me.
Everybody for their birthday gets a.
He might have mixed yours and mine up.
I don't know. Yours is in February.
I know. Maybe he's.
Hey, that's pretty.
He's holding on to yours until February.
Well, but he got the XXX.
That's a fairly presumptuous thought that he was going to get you something for his for your birthday.
Oh yeah.
Let's not go crazy about that. Don't want to come across as needy or bitter.
Throttle back, kid.
Pull it back, and if he gets you something in February,
I'm definitely not getting that, because that's off the show.
You might get it from me. That's a big shirt. It's a duvet cover with Montana State on it. I had a twin bed for a kid. That would be his bedspread. And also, I have to say, you mentioned pool tables on the air. I just recently got a pool table. You mentioned pool tables on the air, and then all of a sudden, people of the billiard store's ears perk up, and they start to fight for your loyalty. Because the guys from Diamondback just came by and dropped off a nice stick and a bunch of stuff for me. Diamondback Billiards and Pool, that's very nice of them. They came by. It was really...
That's where you got that giant...
Yeah, I got a game thing there. I've been in a shop there.
That was my other DoorDash item that I ordered.
Oh, what?
Billiards?
Pools, yeah.
You're going to... That's very nice. Rusty and Noel. So this is from you?
No.
Oh, lovely. And then the guys from Prestige Billiards yesterday dropped off some stuff at my house. So they're fighting for me. I feel like Daenerys.
Battle!
I'm Stormborn. Fight for my affections, will you? Well, one of you, and only one of you, can win. Whichever has grayscale will be cast away to find a cure.
Is there room for a throne chair?
I have to get a throne in there and just have the boys...
Present your gift!
What of you, Connolly Billiards? Where's your gift?
Jeez.
I have heard from the House Prestige and House Diamondback. I have yet to hear from House Connolly.
It's tough to be the king.
It is. This is great.
So hard.
Both top-notch organizations.
Who to choose?
I know who I'm not choosing at this juncture. Connolly Billiards. I've yet to hear from their leader. Sorts of free stuff. You mentioned pool tables.
Get over pool tables and you will swear loyalty to the Prestige people.
We are blood brothers.
We are blood brothers. We have exchanged gifts.
We must battle.
We have shared mead and cut bread. You have met my mother.
It's true.
So what's the next game coming to the house?
I don't know.
Is there a ping pong store around?
Connolly better pick it up.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
All I'm saying.
He comes in and he's like, I bring you my daughter.
This.
For an alliance.
I give you my daughter's unused flower. Tarnish it as you wish, sir. Of Connolly Billiards. House Connolly has brought a virgin.
What about bar supplies?
And a dragon.
I have a dragon. From Connolly. Diamondback has also given me a dragon. This is great.
I've got two dragons. I want to see a sign spinner outside saying, Holmberg buys his pool table here.
At dot, dot, dot.
Who knows which one will win?
Damn it, they stole our sign spinner away.
I am Kevin from House Prestige. I offer you my armada.
All right, a Nissan?
No, the ship, dummy.
The entire crew.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to need that, but okay.
1,000 ships.
Made of pool sticks.
Okay, that sounds neat.
It's more of a raft.
This is an armada. You just tied together a bunch of pool sticks and floated them. It's a pool raft.
the best we could do on short notice. We had no idea Diamondback was coming. Winter is coming.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody battling for my affection. It's working. This is great. I like Nolan. Nolan's middle name is X. Gave me his business card.
Nolan X.
Cool. Well, anyway, thank you to everybody so far. And then I get another lady that says she's dropping off a bunch of cupcakes here at 10:30.
Uh-oh. Look like Shirley's got some.
Oh, here we go again.
Looks like it's a sugar box.
From Shirley. Oh, it's a box of donuts.
She brings that every
you do that
once
a
week.
But
so.
Because she, you know why?
She'd bring them in the studio, though.
Yeah. Shirley always says, I want to make you happy every week. That's what she says. She brings those donuts from all the time. Shirley cares.
Shirley's good people.
What happened?
I'm not telling any lies.
She said she would die for you. She said that.
I would die for you, sir. From the house, Shirley. I bring you a raft and an armada.
Anyone
I don't even own
a
pool.
Business division
this is great.
Step it up. Says it's donuts and a half-hour private massage.
All right, that's Shirley's. Well. So it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Is House Reeb here yet?
Right. Now, House Reeb is here.
My
this
God,
is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Open the doors for the next gift giver.
The chieftain from the Checker Clan.
Have you brought me anything, Iron?
Are you going to start dropping trow and have them
very
kiss
mad.
It?
Yeah. Oh, I should have them kiss my dick, Iron Camfield.
I hope you washed your ass.
What are you doing, Iron? You've done this before. My God. Iron is the new lady of KUPD.
Now, he should be bringing you a gift.
Ned, goddamn right. And you know what it should be? His stupid fifth place bonus check, that fifth place celebration.
He got a bonus
got
for that?
A bonus for fifth place. Only an Englishman would celebrate fifth place.
Yeah, if he doesn't bring you something, then that's not good.
No, he better. Tomorrow.
The king better have a punishment.
That's right. Oh, I will. I'm going to Theon Greyjoy his ass.
You going to cut off my dick?
It's what has to happen here. Anyway. But now we can share these gifts with the people. You've got the prizes ready. Brady has the questions at hand. 602-260-9800. Whatever I win, you win. It's birthday. It's Johnny Graw. The boys have to buy us presents. We don't buy each other things. Except Brady bought me breakfast, which is really
now,
nice.
Now, Brady's still in on this.
Oh, yeah.
He bought you some breakfast.
That was off on his own. That was an unsanctioned, crazy buy. Sure. He did not have to do it. It was from the kindness of his heart, which I appreciate. But you're still in on it with
these
idiots.
Pointing out I used modern technology.
That's right. Well, you're big on that because you feel foolish about yesterday.
Yeah. He has to prove himself.
I thought that was...
That he
I hadn't even
it.
Considered that.
Last night at bowling, Brian...
All night I studied.
this guy Brian, is excellent. Like, he's a 280. Every time you look up, he's got 9 strikes in a row. He comes over to me and he goes, dude, what the f*** was so confusing to Brady about the whole thing yesterday with Uber Eats? I'm like, we don't know. It was tough. Because you spent $80 on a salad, and it was all lost on the idea that Brady couldn't figure out why. But you figured it out.
I was, you know, the thing that was confusing for me is that Megan had done it so many times.
Well, she's only done the goof once.
What in the
once.
World is right. going through? Because I didn't want to say, that's really dumb.
Oh, it is
but
dumb.
Wait a minute,
it was, that's
Brady,
what I
you were
was
asking
saying.
Technical
you,
questions.
You weren't asking
well,
about
no,
Megan.
You had the credit card, right?
Yeah. Right, it's done. You place the order, everything's done.
No, stop
on
it. You're going to do it again.
Christ.
Just admit that it baffled you, despite
it
Megan's...
It baffled me that she still gave
all right, that's not what the questions were about. That's why I had to leave.
Do we have to play the tape again?
I was the one saying Megan was dumb. You didn't have to beat around the bush about that. She did a dumb thing.
Well, if she gave him the credit card, how did the guy...
No. You're not following.
And then an hour later.
Yeah, but within 24 hours, Brady, you figured out how to work Dash Diners, whatever the hell you used. I forgot what it was.
DoorDash.
There you go.
DoorDash.
And a lady came to me.
Why do I have a feeling last night you may have ordered from there? Just to test
the system.
This
now
does work.
Oh,
you don't pair.
Right.
You don't pair at the door. Megan's dumb. Megan's dumb. She
wait
paid at the
tomorrow
door.
Tomorrow gets here.
I figured that out. Wait for them. I'm going to bed early. Tomorrow's going to be great, and I'm not getting Eric dick.
Yeah, that was your F you to Eric.
F you, Eric. Toledo, you've beaten enough. You look terrible.
Hit all the bases.
You got it done.
And I appreciate it. I get a full belly, and it's a happy day. So let's play. A little Johnny Graw. If you want to play 602-260-9800, celebrate my birthday by winning a prize with me from the boys. That's next. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.